This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for February 20th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Linkin Park have posted a new audio teaser, a 30-second clip of a previously unheard song from the band's recording sessions for their 2017 album, One More Light. The song is called Friendly Fire. Friendly Fire contains the vocals of late Linkin Park vocalist Chester Bennington. Back in 2020, it was said that Friendly Fire was finished and mixed, although it was not originally included on One More Light. Papa Roach singer Jacoby Shaddix is celebrating his 12th anniversary of quitting drinking. Writing online, grateful today, February 19th, marks 12 years free from alcohol. I'm humbled and grateful. Thanks to all of the people that have supported me on this journey. 21 Pilots have begun teasing a new era with fans. Nothing official has been announced, but clues are being noticed by diehard fans online, including all the artwork for their previous albums now updated with a modified version, showing strips of red tape covering all the eyes on each cover on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. Billboards have also been spotted by the band, leading fans to suspect that new music and a new era is going to be announced soon. In celebration of the grand opening of the Gibson Garage London, Gibson has partnered with Noel Gallagher from Oasis to release 20 signed Gibson 78 Les Paul custom guitars. The 20 Noel Gallagher 78 guitars will only be available in person to attendees at the official opening day of the new flagship store at the Gibson Garage London coming up this Saturday. Gallagher and Gibson are set to donate all of the profit from the sales to support the charity Teenage Cancer Trust. Gary Hustwit's experimental Never the Same Twice documentary about Brian Eno is getting a UK premiere today. Yesterday, Universal Music released the accompanying soundtrack featuring 17 Brian Eno tracks culled from throughout his entire career. That includes three previously unreleased recordings. You can pre-order the album on double black vinyl, double pink vinyl, or blue vinyl or CD online. St. Vincent has opened up about her follow-up to 2021's Daddy's Home. In a new interview with Mojo Magazine, she called the album darker and harder than her most recent project and described its sound as urgent and psychotic. She added the album is filled with lots of guitars, along with 70s and 80s analog synths. Contributing artists on the album include the Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl and Josh Freese. Best Buy has begun phasing out sales of DVDs and Blu-ray discs, both in-store and online. Best Buy made the initial decision to end DVD sales 9 months ago and confirmed last Friday that ending the sale of DVDs, quote, to state the obvious, the way we watch movies and television shows is much different today than it was decades ago. A spokesperson for Best Buy says making this change gives us more space and opportunity to bring customers new and innovative tech for them to explore, discover, and enjoy. Kings of Leon have shared a snippet of their comeback single, Mustang, which is set for release later this week. The band said that new music was on the way at their first live show in 2024 in Mexico last month. The new song is set for release this Thursday, February 22nd. Blackened master distiller and blender Rob Dietrich and Metallica have shared two more episodes in an exclusive series of conversations titled The Blending Sessions, where they reveal what goes into making music and whiskey. Blackened whiskey is an award-winning whiskey and is a blend of the finest straight bourbon and rye whiskeys and uniquely finished and sonically enhanced in brandy casks using the black noise process to extract more flavor from the wood. 1984's Repo Man has a sequel coming out titled Repo Man 2, The Wages of Beer. It's been announced with the original writer and director Alex Cox at the helm. According to filmmakers, Repo Man 2 will deliver an enthralling mix of punk energy, existential comedy, and unconventional storytelling, navigating the absurd and chaotic world of Repo Men into a new age of nuclear brinkmanship and driverless cars. And that's your sit rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 193, featuring Jack Collins from Dead Poets Society, is available now.